from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We're joined right now by Ray Fittipaldo, brought to you by LGKG Injury Lawyers, 7 locations in the Pittsburgh region. They'll take your personal injury case personally, lgkg.com. Ray, do you agree with Cabali that this is a disaster waiting to happen, what we'll see tonight with the Texans and Bears and with the Steelers and Texans in 8 days?
Yeah, I mean, guys, I'm going to tune in tonight because I want to know what it looks like. I've seen the XFL here and there, but I got to be honest with you, I haven't studied it. So tonight's going to be a trial run for everyone in the NFL. I know the Steelers worked on it in practice today.
What it look like?
It's practice. You're not going to get a great feel for it until you do it in the game and you're going against different people, but it's different, guys. I mean, the whole thing is, it's a completely different play than what we're used to.
Do you think they're in position to exploit the rule?
Well, I mean, that's what everyone speculated upon when they signed Cordarrelle Patterson, but mm-hmm. Cordarrelle Patterson hasn't been out there. So, you know, they're going to have to do it with different guys. I mean, they've had like 6 different guys back there returning kicks. I don't know who their favorite's going to be until Patterson gets back. But listen, Danny Smith is a good football coach. I know he takes a lot of criticism, but there's a reason he's been around the NFL for, you know, 20, 30 years now, and I think with the Steelers for 12 or 15 years or so. But, if anyone can figure this out, I think it'll be Danny and company. He's done a good job here, and, we'll see what happens here with this new role.
Ray, are they considering using on the kickoff return team like different players because they think there might be guys better suited to block instead of sprint full speed?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, is it just skill sets might be different here now?
Yeah, so I was thinking about that when they signed Tyler Matakevich right before training camp. I mean, Tyler has been a professional special teamer for like 6-8 years now in the NFL, and he was on the street. So maybe Danny's thinking, hey, we'll get Tyler in here. If he makes the team, he's going to be a guy who we can count on to take advantage of that, that short area. So I think you'll see different types of guys. You might see bigs out there. Other teams might use smaller players, guys with more quicks, and, see if they can exploit that. So, the personnel for the Steelers, it's hard to tell in a setting like practice exactly what they're going to do because so many different guys are in and out. That's why I want to see it against the Texans for the first time. I think that's, that's all that everyone's going to be talking about after that first game because it's such a completely foreign concept to people who have watched NFL for years now.
Ray, are they going to trade an edge rusher for a big wide receiver? We saw Ayuk say his goodbyes in San Francisco. It looked that way to me. We going to get a big deal? What do you think?
I don't think so. I think the addition of Golden today simply means that they're going to run it back with that same group as last year. I thought it was a really good group last year.
Same.
I thought it was a strength of that football team. You have 4 solid guys in that room, and now you have 4 solid guys with Marcus Golden coming back. So
but we have one solid guy at wide receiver, Ray. We have one.
I know, but I'm not connecting the dots between training an outside linebacker and acquiring.
How about connecting dots with Texans who have so many wide receivers they don't know what to do with them? So we watch the game tonight and see which one we can pluck off their roster.
Let's do it. I mean, there are definitely teams that are operating from a surplus at receiver. The 49ers are one. We'll see what happens out there. I mean, that video has been going around, guys. Has there been any confirmation from anyone in San Francisco?
No, just reckless speculation by me.
Ray, just give him something. He needs this badly. He really does. He needs them to do something. He needs them to trade.
Well, Ray fueled me for some time, saying he thought the Ayuk or Debo thing could happen. He was giving me love.
Honestly, you guys got to wait probably another few weeks for something about receiver, probably another few weeks about slot corner. We'll see how Beanie Bishop continues to do here. I mean, there are some holes on this team. They got to fill them by, you know, September, first week of September, but we're still 5-6 weeks away from that. So there's time for Omar to do his thing.
Ray, can you give me your evaluation thus far of specifically the two rookies on the offensive line and how each one of them has looked to this point?
Love them. All three. Mason McCormick, too.
Forgetting McCormick, but he was the guy getting after Elandon Roberts pretty good.
Yeah, listen, Mason's not going to play this year, but they have plans for Mason down the road. I mean, Troy Faitano, people were worried about. You know, he played mostly left tackle at Washington. People worried about him making that transition to right. I don't see any issues. His footwork is pretty. I mean, it's solid. He's just a really polished football player from a fundamental perspective. And I know there was speculation out there, guys, about him moving to guard because he doesn't have prototypical tackle size. But I don't see it. He's got everything it takes to be a tackle. And I think – you know, we're going to see him slotted in there at right tackle as a starter before the season. I believe that, and I think you'll see Broderick go over to the left side. As far as Frazier goes, he's on a similar path, guys. I mean, I watched him in one-on-ones the first 2 days in pads. I want to say one questionable rep. I think it was a stalemate. I thought he won the other reps against Montrevious Adams. And I think the other one was against Braden Fajoco. So I think 5 out of the 6 reps I watched, he won. He maybe even won 6 out of 6. So both those guys are going to be starters this season, just a matter of when.
What's going on at inside linebacker? Dulac made it sound like Cole Holcomb could get cut before the season even starts because his injury, I guess, is not to the point where he's ready to even get out there and do much, Ray. And then who looks like the guys? And Peyton Wilson apparently showing up to practice 5 hours before it starts every day. So what's going on at that position?
Terrell Austin said in the spring he thinks Peyton Wilson is the perfect dime inside linebacker. So I think you'll see him part of the sub packages. Obviously, Elandon Roberts and Patrick Queen are going to be in there in the base. Both those guys are really solid downhill football players. So, you know, they are really – set up well from a depth perspective. The Cole Holcomb thing is really unfortunate for him. I haven't even seen him here at camp. I maybe saw him on report day, but he's not out there on the practice field at all from what I can see. And, you know, I'd be surprised if the Steelers cut him. But listen, if the injury is so bad that there's no chance of him coming back this year, then, you know, they're going to have to go through their options there, and you know, I suppose cutting ties with him would be one of them, but I would hope they want to work with him, just put him on IR, and you know, maybe there's a, you know, maybe he can get back in the second half of the season.
Ray, as the sober-minded let's not jump to conclusions guy on this show, I don't want to get caught up in any kind of cases of training camp hopium here, okay? I don't want to start taking that camp hopium. But I keep reading and hearing that Dante Jackson is more than holding his own at cornerback, that he's gone up against George Pickens at times, and he has looked much the part of a true CB2. Your evaluation of Jackson thus far?
Yeah, we got a lot of Dante versus George in the unpadded practices. I haven't seen that as much since they put the pads on. But, yeah, definitely that first week of camp, I thought he was good when he was matched up against Pickens. You know, they're just hoping for him to be solid, guys. You know, their number one corner is Joey Porter Jr. If they can get solid play out of Jackson, and I know he hasn't been that for a couple of years, his final couple of years in Carolina. But if he can get back to that, that'll be a positive for that secondary. He doesn't have to be a number one here. He's got to be a solid number two, and I think there's hope within that building that he can be.
I was under the impression, I think you were too, that when the pads went on, Russell Wilson was going to be back practicing, Ray. He's out there. He does the seven-on-seven stuff, and he hands off in team drills. What the hell is going on with him?
Well, I mean, listen, he's not going to be out there Friday night, right? Full padded practice. They get after it on Friday Night Light, so he's not going to be out there then. You know, do you bring him back on Saturday or Sunday? I don't know. You got a day off there on Monday, so maybe they'll reevaluate it on Monday, and you know, we'll see what happens during game week. Then you have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday as the run-up to the Texans game. But you would think he would have to get out there for three solid practices in a row before they would play him in a preseason game. So I think that Texans game is up in the air. I'm not going to get overly concerned, though, unless he misses multiple preseason games. I think it's okay to be cautious with this. So as long as he's out there for games number two and three, I think it'll be fine. But it's certainly taking longer than I anticipated, for sure.
Ray Fittipaldo, check him out in the Post-Gazette, Steelers Insider. Thank you, Ray.
All right, thanks, guys. See ya.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.